Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in an airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Meantime, organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to the residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Foulon is the march organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel. And we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attacks, and more than 250 others were wounded. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she is one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014, kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram. Local leaders said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished and could not give them more details about how she and other captives had been treated. Syrian activists and state media are saying pro-government forces retook control of Palmyra 10 months after Islamic State militants seized control of the ancient city and destroyed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. This is VOA News.